Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work. Canva.com.
That is a clip from a new podcast, Edmund Fitzgerald, 50 Years Below. As you know, Monday is the 50th, 50 years. I hate saying anniversary, but 50 years since Edmund Fitzgerald sank on Lake Superior. And the man behind that podcast joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Jay Gabler of the Duluth News Tribune, host of this new podcast. Jay, thank you so much for the time today. I sure appreciate it. Your motivation for doing this work, and you've put a year of your life into this, are you like me, somebody who is fascinated by this story, or was this something relatively new for you?
A little bit of both. My dad is a huge Gordon Lightfoot fan, so I grew up hearing the song along with many other of Gord's Gold classics, and I always knew it was a real shipwreck, which a lot of people actually don't know. They hear the song and they think it's a fictional story. But when I moved back to Duluth in 2022 to take this job with the Duluth News Tribune, I sort of gained a new understanding for how fascinated people are with this story. People who work at the Lake Superior Maritime Visitor Center here in Duluth say that guests will walk in and they'll just start playing the song on their phone. They just have to hear it. They're so captivated by the story. And yet people know what's in the song. They might not even have caught all the details in the song and don't know much more. So I saw that being an opportunity to give people an accessible way to just dive a little bit deeper into this harrowing true story.
What story did you feel that hadn't been told, or at least hadn't been told well about it, that you think your podcast really sheds light on?
Well, I mean, first of all, just what happened that night on November 10th. Obviously, it's been told many times in books and documentaries and what have you, but I thought this is a way to sort of give people the best, you know, concise understanding of what happened, what we know, what we'll never know. But more broadly, I wanted to educate people about Great Lakes shipping, about what the Edmund Fitzgerald was doing out there. You know, one listener I talked to said she hadn't even realized that the Edmund Fitzgerald was carrying taconite from Minnesota's Iron Range. So I wanted to let people know what these ships do, how they work, what they're like inside, what the crew does to keep them afloat. And then once you have all that information, you understand a little bit more what could have gone wrong to bring this ship down on the night of November 10th, 1975. But then also, hopefully, you understand more about the broader story of Great Lakes maritime activity.
Yeah, the song is one thing, and song is clearly the top reason why so many people, I think, are drawn to it. But it's the mystery of it, too, the fact that there was no distress call. The ship basically vanished, even though the captain had reported some problems, is that mystery. And the funny thing is that people are so like confident in what they feel happened to the ship. Did you run into that with a lot of the people you interviewed and talked to about this?
The people I interviewed, I was either lucky or good in picking them because none of my interview subjects expressed too much, a sort of inappropriate amount of confidence in what happened. They acknowledged that there is that mystery. And in the reality, it was probably a combination of things that happened. Water was getting into the ship somehow, probably from multiple different points. the great debate, you know, was there shoaling? Did it hit a 6-fathom shoal and sort of spring a leak, or was there structural damage beneath the water's surface? You know, we can never know that. And you know, certainly I talk to people who share, you know, strong ideas one way or the other, but everybody acknowledged that 50 years on, after all these visits down to the wreck, after all the research that's been done, after all the models that have been run, ultimately, we really can never know exactly what happened.
With the most like surprising thing that you've found in the people you talked to in your research for doing this project, what was that?
Well, there's a lot that surprised me because I had a lot to learn about this story, and I hope that you know, my interest and curiosity in this subject comes through in the podcast. But one really poignant observation that was made by one of the people I talked to, author John U. Bacon, who's the author of a fantastic brand new book called The Gales of November. And he pointed out that if you think about it, Captain McSorley, the captain of the Edmund Fitzgerald that night, made a decision that was uncharacteristic for him because it was conservative. He was known as a hard-charging guy who, you know, set many records for speed and tonnage. And so its captains weren't generally conservative, but that night, with a storm brewing, Captain McSorley decided to take the safer route. Rather than going as directly as possible across the south of Lake Superior, which would be the fastest way to get from Superior, Wisconsin, the Twin Ports here, over to the Sioux Locks, the boat took a more northerly route, which is more sheltered, a little bit longer, and that did help shelter it from some of the weather, but it kept it out there for longer. And based on what we now know about the precise timing of that storm and how the Fitzgerald really was in the worst possible place at the worst possible time, it might well have been that if McSorley had just gone for it and raced across the southern part of the lake, as was more typically his route, you know, they might have made the safety of Whitefish Bay before the worst of the storm hit.
And a lot of people don't know. They think, okay, Edmund Fitzgerald probably was an old ship. I mean, this still was a very, very well-run ship, still a popular ship, still a very efficient freighter on the Great Lakes. So this wasn't like some old beat-up ship, right?
No, that's right. It was, 17 years old at the time of its sinking, which made it relatively new by Laker standards. The ship that was basically next to Edmund Fitzgerald on its journey across the lake, the Arthur M. Anderson, is still afloat, was coming through Duluth as recently as this past winter. So ships can be out there for a very long time. So 17 years is young in that from that perspective, but at the same time, it was being eclipsed by the 1,000-footers that had started to come out in the early 1970s. So showing its age a bit, but certainly by no means an old ship by Laker standards.
What is it about this story that intrigues? Obviously, it's geographically, we in the Great Lakes area are drawn to it. But what else is it about it, apart from the song, the mystery, and this part of the country? What is it about this story, why so many people are drawn to it?
I think the more you learn about the story, the more interested you become. It's not the kind of story where you spend an hour with it and then you think, okay, well, now I've learned what there is to learn and now I'm done. Every sort of step you take towards understanding more about what happened to the Edmund Fitzgerald makes the story more fascinating. You first ask, what happened? Well, to answer that question, you need to explain what it was doing, what the timing was, what we knew about the weather forecasting, who the crew members were, what their jobs were, the positions of the other boats. And as you learn more and more information, it just inspires you to have more questions. You're like, okay, well, if those other boats were out there, you know, why didn't they do as poorly as the Edmund Fitzgerald? And if Whitefish Bay was so close, why didn't they make it? And wait a second, you say that water might have come in through the ballast tanks? How do those work? Where are those located? And so it just keeps pulling you further in, and you really kind of never, so to speak, get to the bottom of it. I'm sorry if that's an ill-chosen metaphor, but the more you learn, the more you want to know about this wreck, which is what I think fascinates people for a lifetime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Talking to Jay Gabler with the Duluth News Tribune. He has completed a podcast on the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. 5 episodes, correct? Have they all been released, or kind of give us a synopsis of each episode?
Totally. Yeah, we have 5 episodes. 4 have been released now. The 5th will come out on Monday, which is the as you say, you don't want to use the word anniversary.
Right.
It's the day marking 50 years since the ship was lost. So, yeah, the 4 episodes are out now. The first one just sort of gives you a 101 on what the Edmund Fitzgerald was as a ship, what job it did, distinctive things about its history, like its DJ captain, Peter Poulter, who would play music as he, you know, came through the Sioux Locks. Then episode 2 sort of sets the scene for the ship's final run, what the conditions were, we get into a little bit what the crew members were like. What did they do on their last night in port as the ship was loading up in Superior, Wisconsin? You know, they went to a local bar, and think about the songs they listened to and all of this. Then episode 3 is the episode that really looks very specifically at November 9th and 10th, and the Fitzgerald was out on the water. So listeners can understand as much as it's, you know, possible to understand about what exactly happened that night. Then episode 4 was about the immediate aftermath as people started to realize, oh, wow, this ship is gone, how the news broke, how the families got word in 1975, long before text messages or email or what have you. And then about the search, initially the search hoping there were survivors. Then once it became clear there sadly were not, then the search for the wreckage and the search for answers, which is ongoing.
On Monday, the anniversary, I know there's a number of remembrances, events. Split Rock Lighthouse has it every year. Are you planning on attending one of those? And what are kind of going to be your thoughts on that day?
Yeah, I'll be up at Split Rock Lighthouse. We'll be covering for the News Tribune. That's a huge ceremony. This is the first year that it has sold out in advance, where they've had to say, we've taken a couple thousand advance reservations and we're not going to be able to accommodate any more people. So that shows just how intense the interest in this story is specifically this year. So I'll be going up and joining that observance. And, you know, hard to say what my thoughts will be, but I think they will be not just about the Edmund Fitzgerald, but one of the things I've learned researching and reporting this podcast is that one reason that people here in the region appreciate the interest in the Edmund Fitzgerald is because once people sort of come in the door, so to speak, of learning more about Great Lakes shipping through the Edmund Fitzgerald. That's sort of the name they've heard of. They know the song. They want to learn more about that ship. But as they start to learn more about that ship, they learn more about Great Lakes shipping, and they start to learn about the many, many other lives that have been lost on the Great Lakes. The Daniel J. Morrell, which sank just 9 years earlier than the Fitzgerald, with comparable loss of life. And that's not a name that people usually know unless you're a maritime history buff. So I think the people in the community up here on Lake Superior appreciate that when people think about the Edmund Fitzgerald, that's an opportunity for them to learn more about the entire history of this community and the entire history of Great Lakes shipping. So I think I'll be thinking about the Edmund Fitzgerald, but also about the many other ships who are that are, you know, not as famous.
And that's such a great point. And you also, you learn about more about Minnesota history and our iron mines and how we supply the taconite and the iron ore for the steel industry and the cars that are manufactured and how critical the Great Lakes waterway is to that history. It's a great jumping point, or as you refer to it, as the open door. Great stuff, Jay. The podcast, I've got about three in so far. It's fascinating. And I look forward to the final episode. And thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Great work.
Thanks for having me.
Jay Gabler from the Duluth News Tribune. 149 on WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.